So, Mike Pesca,
Yes, present.
did you watch sports over the weekend?
There was some sports to be watched out of the corner of my eye. But you see, it's funny because I have a 1-year-old, and when you have a young kid, it's really hard to watch sports.
You would think, right,
Yeah, about a
Bill
1-year-old.
Wolf?
It ain't that
Back in the old role of BPP sports analyst and enjoying the
Yes.
new role of proud papa, Bill Wolf still made a little, carved out a little bit of time to take in some sporting action while babysitting. It's kind
That's
of like
true.
babysitting. Did you have the little baby with you while you
Well,
watched?
I was sitting and there was a baby there, so that's babysitting.
Yeah.
And while you babysit, unless the baby is really going wild, you can, in fact, watch the sports, which is exactly what he and I did. He's a huge sports fan, and his reaction to
He's like
things.
6 days old.
Yeah.
Now, he should be introduced. His name is Isaac, or we call him Ike, or you can call him Superstar, whatever you like. And he's now a week old
A
as of
week old.
6:36 p.m. tonight.
Oh.
So he's made a tremendous amount of progress. He himself, a great athlete, a huge fan of sports. But watching his reactions to the sports gave me a lot of insight into how the rest of the world probably feels about each individual sport. For instance, Saturday afternoon, golf.
Yes.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Okay?
Good.
Slept right through
Astute
it. Didn't
judgment.
care. Didn't care. Just peacefully sleeping. And this is a guy with a Category 5 cry. Like when he's not happy, it blows windows out of adjacent buildings. And he was dead asleep watching golf.
So do you
Also
think
dead.
he knew the decorum of the game? Keep the cry and the golf claps and the golf cry? Does he have a golf cry?
No, I think he knew Tiger Woods wasn't playing,
Yeah.
is what I
So
think.
he snoozed. Okay, so what about, say, some NBA action?
Crying, watching the Lakers. He hates the Lakers,
Okay, good. Yeah.
which
I hate
I,
them too,
you know,
Isaac.
of course you hate the Lakers. And so I think that is proof that sports preference is genetic. It's inherited. It's nature versus nurture and all that nonsense. It's all nature. He hates the Lakers and cried throughout until the Lakers lost, at which point he calmed right down. So I think he hates the Lakers. And then I had a little NASCAR on from Darlington, the track too tough to tame, on Saturday night. And you all know, of course, that Kyle Busch won the race. But that's not the important point. The important point is he slept through that, too. So apparently golf and NASCAR are extremely boring, and the NBA is a little bit more exciting.
Okay, well let's drill down, as we say, a little bit more on that Lakers game. Things were kind of rough, right? There was some kind of flagrant foul that left poor Ronnie Price with a bloody gash over his eye.
Yeah, well, it's the playoffs. The thing about pro basketball is that the regular season is really long. It's 82 games and it's 6 months long. And so the players tend not to be too intense for most of those 82. I mean, they're intense, but they're not going for the kill in any of those 82 games because you simply couldn't sustain that sort of intensity over such a long time. The playoffs come and it changes. The game, I mean, Pesca will tell you, it gets much more rugged. And the teams are all sending each other messages like, if you try to dunk, you are going to get hammered in the face by one of our guys, so don't even try to dunk. So there's a much it turns much it becomes much closer to hockey once the playoff season starts. And Utah, the Lakers are playing Utah. The Lakers, I would say, are significantly favored. They have the best player in the game. That's Kobe Bryant. They have excellent tall players. Pau Gasol, the Spaniard, came there in midseason. He's excellent. Lamar Odom has long been a pretty good player, very versatile, very tall. The Lakers were favored over Utah, which is really a young team and sort of a mishmash of parts that don't necessarily look like they fit together. But having won the first two games in Los Angeles, the Lakers came to Salt Lake City in the altitude and with the crazy fans wearing the powder blue shirts, and Utah beat the Lakers twice. They beat them again yesterday in an overtime game because they have this unbelievable. We've all heard of Chris Paul, right? Everybody on NPR knows Chris Paul because he was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and he's a really cool guy, and he plays for the New Orleans Hornets, and he's excellent, and he's 6 feet
Oh,
tall, and
yeah.
then
Oh,
he'll be
yeah.
hard.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah,
Oh, yeah.
And he
Are you
sets
making
up.
fun of me?
No, I really did. It really did require the
Yeah, right.
wait reference, but
Yeah,
now I do
right.
remember that guy.
Okay,
He's so
like Chris,
nice.
Paul, you provided the assist. Very
There you
good.
go. So anyway, everybody knows about Chris Paul. Well, there's a guy who plays for Utah called Deron Williams, Deron, Deron, not Duran, but Deron. And he is equally excellent. It's just that he plays in this, nether region known as the Mountain Time Zone, known as Salt Lake City. And Deron Williams is phenomenal. And he took charge. I mean, he won them the game. He won Utah the game yesterday. So now Utah and L.A. are tied up at two. It's an excellent, excellent series.
We've got a little clip of Deron Williams after the game. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Okay.
You know, we felt going into the overtime that we still had the energy to compete and to bring it. And I think that's what we did. You know, we got stops when we had to. Made free throws, made shots. And it was a big win for us.
Oh, it's exciting. You
he's
know, growing...
clearly well-trained in the art of the post-game cliche.
Yeah, the least exciting thing he did all day was that
he's
clip.
He's very advanced for his age.
Growing up in Idaho, we didn't have our own sporting teams, as you might know. So we cheered for the Utah Jazz. So go
Boise
Jazz.
Boise State Broncos? Yeah,
yeah,
go Jazz.
I know, but they're not professionals.
No, they're very good. And I must say, to any BPP listener who hears this segment and wonders, what should I be doing with my very limited disposable free time in terms of sports, the NBA playoffs are excellent. There are a number of incredible players and great matchups going on, not just Utah and LA, which is great.
Like exceptionally excellent. Not excellent like they're excellent every year. Like this is exceptional.
They're all close. Yes.
They're really, really good. Utah versus LA is really, really good. San Antonio against New Orleans is one of the great contrasts. The veteran San Antonio Spurs, the defending champs, they're a little bit older. And they're big and strong and a little bit plodding, slow, but excellent.
Didn't they play last night?
They did.
What happened?
And in fact, San Antonio, New Orleans is this young up-and-coming team, and of course they play in New Orleans, so that's all part of the story. And they have this great Chris Paul, who is absolutely unbelievably great. No one denies that. And they won the first two games in New Orleans, and everybody said, well, the Spurs are finished. They're over the hill. You know, they're exposed as old and plodding. Well, not really. The Spurs crushed them last night, crushed New Orleans last night in San Antonio to tie that series at 2-2 when Tony Parker, who's married to Eva Longoria of Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
And the great Tim Duncan, who is so great that he's underrated, dominated New Orleans. And now we have a 2-2 series tie between San Antonio and New Orleans. And that is that is an excellent series. Totally interesting. Total contrast in styles between the teams, in the character of the teams, the age of the teams, the makeup of the teams. And here they go. Let's see who's better. So,
if the game started before 10 o'clock Eastern, I would watch.
Well, see, this is the problem. How old is the great Milo?
He's a year and a month.
A year and a month. So, does he sleep on a normal schedule?
He's a good sleeper, sure.
See, I got a guy who it's disco time starting at about 11:15 p.m. He's silent all night long, and then he blows like a hurricane. So when the late game comes on, I'm up, man.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no problem. I can't really focus on the
game. So I'm the one out of the three of us with no children. I should be watching
these
games
for
everyone.
You have to watch sports for both of us and report
that's right.
in, please.
Yeah.
Exactly. Put together a highlights package the next day, would you?
If you could.
That's not going to happen. Okay, with our remaining 2 minutes, Bill, there was a little bit of a scandal, a brouhaha in college ball over the weekend, I understand, right?
Well, there is a player. His name is O.J. Mayo. O.J. Mayo was the best high school player in the country last year, and he's been the best high school player in the country, you know, like since his sophomore year. So where would he go? This was this great question. And he wound up at USC, University of Southern California, the Trojans. And he then, after 1 year, declared eligible for the draft, so he will be drafted next month. And he is a spectacular talent. Mm-hmm. But ESPN, who not only plays the highlights but does some investigating, discovered that Mayo allegedly has been accepting payments and gifts and all sorts of illegal stuff in the tens of thousands of dollars from a sports agent since Mayo was in high school.
Ooh.
That now it's his college career is over. He has declared eligible for the draft, so there won't be real consequences for him. What are they going to do, suspend him from the pros? It'll never happen. But it could put USC in some trouble. You can't have players accepting cash. And it brings up an old question, which is, should players, athletes, especially the big talented ones, be allowed to accept money? It's been going on since they invented money and invented sports.
Yeah.
But every time it happens, everybody gets indignant and says, this is a terrible problem. And so here we go again. O.J. Mayo was accepting money, or allegedly, he denies it, but he is accused, or it is alleged, that he was taking money as a high school player before he even got to USC, and a flat-screen television and airplane tickets and money for his friends and that sort of stuff. So it is a little bit of a scandal, and we will see where it goes. But to me, it opens up the same old giant conversation, which is, should they just lift the ban on compensating these amateur athletes like O.J. Mayo? And you can get a pretty good argument going. It's a little bit like some of the drug legalization
arguments. Well, yeah, that's what I was just going to say. If everyone's doing steroids and a couple of people get caught, then, you know, what does that mean?
Not everyone's taking money. The Division III fencers are not on the take.
Listen, I was a water polo player, and I can tell you, we were not taking money.
Flush times.
But Rachel, it's true that, or compare it to marijuana laws. You know, a lot of people smoke marijuana, and then somebody gets caught, and a huge deal is made of it. But it always raises the question, what if they made that that habit or that drug legal, took the crime out of it, restricted it the way they do cigarettes and booze, would that be a better solution? Well, the same question applies. Obviously, it's not drugs, which is a different conversation, but in certain ways, it's the same argument. Should they allow, it goes on all the time. Athletes get it paid all the time.
And you can't regulate it. I mean, they've tried.
Well, it's very difficult to regulate evenly. You know, you catch one guy and 100 other guys are getting away with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of money is being made on the labor of these kids. O.J. Mayo is a guy who goes to college. He plays for USC. He sells tickets. He gets people to watch on television. There is revenue. He sees none of it. So that's the question. And there is a scandal, and we will keep track of it as we raise our child to be clean and wholesome.
Wrapping it back up, Bill Wolf, friend of the BPP, sports analyst, and daddy. Hey, Bill, thanks so much. Give our best to Allison.
My pleasure.
And the baby.
And Ike.
And Ike.
See you later, guys.
Bye.